The big gift-giving season in Tudor England was in early winter, as it still is today. But instead of being on a religious holiday, gifts were exchanged at the new year. It becomes clear that this was a huge occasion when we see that it took a document 8.5 feet long to record all the gifts given by Henry, and on the back to record the gifts he received. Mostly, Henry gave items of heavy silver, plated with gold. The weight of each item, and therefore its value, was carefully recorded. Note the order of the list of donors. First is the royal family, followed by bishops, dukes, and earls, and then the lesser lords, followed by commoners. Within each group, the names are carefully listed in order of precedence, the more senior, more important people first. The gifts received by the king were also carefully listed, again in order of precedence. Some gifts were cash. Lord Lyle gave a blue satin purse containing £20. But most were various items meant to impress the king. The Earl of Westmoreland gave a sword with the hilt and pommel plated with gold. Lord Richard Grey, a shirt of Cameric, a fine white linen wrought with silk. The gifts were laid out on a specially made sideboard for all to see, just possibly encouraging competition among the donors.